Ladies and gentlemen, we present the TV Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. For all those listeners who've demanded to know what happened to the Navy Lark crew, the time has come for us to fearlessly reveal all, as they say in Compact. Well, thrown out of one service, they've joined another, the newly formed Tritebridge Television Service. A top-level meeting about the plans for their opening night is at present taking place between the controller of programs TTV, Mr. Gervase Batsford Shaw, and the deputy controller, a certain Mr. Henry Povey, ex-captain Royal Navy retired, in his office at the Tritebridge Television Studios.
A splash. That is what is required, Povey, old man. A big splash. Now, what are your plans for the opening night?
Well, I've hardly had time to make any yet, sir. A London office have arranged for a hook-up with all the other TV stations, including Eurovision, of course. Now, for the first hour, they'll all be feeding us pictures and welcoming TTV.
Capital, capital. Eyes across the sea and all that. Then, what happens?
I haven't the faintest idea.
It's up to you. The ball is at your feet, Povey. Television history, that's the target. So make it big. Yes, it's got to be big. By George, it has. A new era in fireside entertainment. Must dash now. Do the golf course ages ago. Make it big, Povey. Yes, make it big.
Yeah, make it big. Television history, new era of fireside entertainment. Yeah, he talks even more codwallop than Admiralty did. A deputy controller of TTV, Mr. Henry Povey, ex-captain, Royal Navy, retired, speaking. Who's that?
Your secretary.
Oh. Well, what is it?
The production team have arrived from head office.
Oh, have they? Oh. Excellent, excellent. That's what I like to hear. All I ask is a staff who know their job and I can trust. Show them in.
Good morning, sir. Head office asked us to contact you or the controller as soon as we got here, so I think I'd like to sit down for a bit.
Reed, Murray, what the devil are you and that other idiot with you doing here?
Other idiot? What other idiot? I'm the only other idiot. Thundergats. There's been a terrible mistake. I mean, how did he get here? I mean, what am I doing here if he is? Why is he here if I am? And another thing.
What?
Shove up. I want to sit down for a bit, too.
This is absolutely ludicrous. Murray, Phillips, what the blazes are you two doing here?
Well, we're the production team, sir.
That's right, sir. He's the protector and I'm the seducer. No, hang on. That didn't sound quite right, did it, Ren?
It didn't. I'm the producer. You're the director.
I can't bear it. He's asking too much of one man. It's more than flesh and blood can stand.
I'm rather afraid it isn't, sir.
Wait until you see the floor manager.
Floor manager? But why, who is the floor manager?
Head office asked me to contact you or the controller. It's a ghost. Pertwee's been altered. Thundergats has come back from outer space.
Pertwee, be quiet.
Stone me. A ghost that chats while it talks while it goes red in the mush.
Chief, I mean Mr. Pertwee.
Oh, I like that. Mr. Pertwee. Would you mind saying that again, Mr. Murray, sir?
Certainly. Mr. Pertwee.
Yes?
Shut up.
Oh.
Now, Pertwee, allow me to introduce you to the Deputy Controller of Programs, GTV, Mr. Henry Povey.
Ex-Captain.
Royal Navy.
Retired.
Thank you.
You know, I'm just a bit baffled. I mean, how did we all come to be here?
There's a little mystery that's been troubling me. Personally, of course, I was taken on by the directors through a strong letter of introduction and recommendation from an ex-Rear Admiral who now holds a very responsible post with the BBC.
That's strange.
Yes, very odd.
Very peculiar. Hmm? Well, what do you mean?
Well, I got in through a letter of introduction from an ex-Rear Admiral high up in the BBC.
Well, so did I.
Likewise, and to do.
Good gracious, what on earth did he recommend us all for?
Well, he is working for the BBC, sir. I mean, can you think of a better way of bumping up the corporation's viewing figures than fixing us up with jobs with RTA?
Well, offhand, No.
All right. Well, now let's get down to planning the opening night. You've presumably heard about the hookup with all the other television services and Eurovision.
Rather. Jolly exciting. I must remember to switch on to see that.
Switch on to see... You blithering idiot, you'll be responsible for transmitting it.
I wonder if I can find an ex-rear admiral in ITA who'll recommend me back to the BBC.
What if I'm an ex-bearer, Mr. Purvey, your deputy controllership, follows the Eurovision hookup?
What follows it? Yes, well, this is obviously your responsibility. The ball is at your feet, but make it big, mind. Make it big.
Yes, yes. I get the idea. Yes, why, what we need is a new era of fireside entertainment, television history. That's the target. Eyes across the sea and feet under the table.
Quite. But you all understand what's needed. Now, I suggest you find something of local interest. Now, disperse to your own offices and get down to the task of planning our opening programs. Now, make them big, mind. Make them big.
Where's Sue, is it?
Your staff.
Enter, staff.
Would this be Mr. Jonathan Pertwee's business address?
That's so! Johnson, me podgy little playmate. What are you doing here?
Making it impossible for you to see that I'm here, too. I'm right behind the great Putnam.
Taffy Goldstein. Oh, are you here and all? What's this, then? A social visit to wish your old chief good luck with a new company?
No, we was hoping you'd wish us that.
Yeah, we're working here and all. We're the cameramen.
What's so funny about that? In my time, I've taken some very pretty snaps of my Aunt Morpeth paddling.
Look, I don't care if you're a pair of Cecil Beatniks. You don't know how did this happen? How'd you get mixed up with TTV in the first place?
Well, we both had strong letters of recommendation from an ex-rear admiral who now works for the BBC. See?
Stone me. Do you know something, Taffy? I think he looks even larger in civvies than he did in uniform.
Ah, well, the snag is, you see, that suit's double-breasted. He needed one that was double-tummed.
If you've both quite done with making personal remarks of a personal nature about Mr. Johnson's person, I should be obliged personally.
Oh, excuse me. Are you Mr. Pertwee?
I have that honour.
Oh, I'm Mr. Murray's, the producer's secretary.
Oh, you. You're very nice, too. And where's Mr. Pertwee's secretary?
You don't have one. You get a typewriter instead.
Try going steady with that.
All right. All right, Pertwee knows which way the wind blows now, eh? Oh, I know. Yeah. One bint for the rich and one lot of machinery for the poor. Would you like to sit down, miss? My lap is empty.
No, thank you. Mr. Murray sent me along to ask you if you'd join him and Mr. Phillips in his office straight away.
Certainly. And would you like to lead the way, madam?
No, Mr. Phillips, I'm afraid not. Around the world hookup bringing greetings from other television stations, followed by a filmed report of the Troutbridgeshire and District Friendly Co-op and Universal Supply Store's garden utensils sale, won't do.
Oh, well, it is local interest.
Yeah, precisely, but we're hardly likely to be acclaimed for sending millions of viewers a picture of a co-op wheelbarrow reduced from £5 to £4.10.
Four guineas, actually.
Even so.
Well, it's a bargain.
Then buy one. Now, what we need is an event that is not only of local interest, but also of national and world interest.
I do realise that, sir, but unfortunately, there just doesn't seem to be anything mentioned in the Troubridgeshire Herald, Clarion, Weekly Guardian that quite falls into that category. I mean, the only other big scoop here seems to be Vicarage collapses when Sexton pricks his Bob Triples.
What?
Well, it's one of the names of changes when your bell ringing, sir. And the sexton was a bit too close to the vicarage.
I see. Come in.
Mr. Pertwee is here, sir.
Oh, will you ask him to come in, Janet? Now, let's get down to this current panic, shall we? What are we going to offer as our contribution following the opening guff from all the other stations? The controller wants something of national interest that's happening in Troutbridgeshire from us.
And after there's a delectable little offering from the light entertainment department called the Fred Let's Hear You Laughing Ma Fosdyke Show.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if TTV is to make an impact, it would seem to be somewhat desperately up to us. I suppose you haven't heard of anything, Pertwee? Oh, sorry, pardon. Mr. Pertwee.
Thank you.
Well, sir, there's only one thing a world-shattering, epoch-making significant certification in Troutbridgeshire, sir.
What's that?
On the same day that TTV opens, sir, British Railways are closing down a station called Twiggley Minor Halt.
Shame.
Yes. There'll be a speech chatting from the local mayor and his good lady, and the last train chuffing in, covered in flags, at noon.
Yes, I see. Well, it all sounds a bit sexy. It's better than anything else so far. If we take a mobile transmitter van down with us and record the ceremony in the morning and then get back here to control the evening transmission.
Smashing! Day out in the country. Lovely. How about taking your secretary with us?
I don't think so, Mr. Pertwee. It isn't going to be that sort of day in the country.
Oh.
Don't tell him that, sir. He'll never go.
Oh, yes, he will. Mr. Pertwee can join us with the mobile transmitter, and we'll take Goldstein along as cameraman and leave Johnson here to cope with recording our transmission from Twiggley Minor.
Yeah, well, speaking on behalf of TTV, Mr. Murray, I'd say it would be much safer if you left Miss Brown and I here.
Speaking on behalf of Miss Brown, I'd say it wouldn't. You're coming to Twiggley Minor Halt with us, and that's final.
Spoil sport.
What a journey. See Twiggley Minor Halt and never sit down again. I reckon anyone who drives on those roads should get treatment under the National Health Scheme.
Yes, they were worse than the M1.
Morning. Remember me, Ace Cameraman Goldstein.
Hey, what are you doing out there? You're supposed to be on the roof of the van with the camera.
Yeah, well, for the first 2 miles I was. Then we hit the first pothole. And ever since, Ace Cameraman Goldstein's been hanging over the side of the van, clinging on by his fingertips. I thought I saw something swinging about in the wing mirror. But it disappeared after a while.
No, of course it did. I fell off. I had to run like mad to catch you up after. And I'd done the last 5 miles standing on the back bumpers like an inexperienced postillion.
Yeah, then in future we shall have to call you Tantivy Goldstein, shan't we?
Oh, blimey, O'Reilly. Bang goes another motto out of his last Christmas cracker.
I think I'd rather have had the novelty hat. What happens next?
Well, I understand that at the end of the speech from the mayor, the last train to Twiggley Minor Halt will pull into this station. The mayor will plant the driver with a bunch of flowers.
Oh, he'll like that. May I suggest a close-up of his face when he cops his rich reward?
No, I think not. After that, the train will pull into the siding and the mayor will leave the station and lock it up.
Whilst the driver goes home, dancing through the streets, scattering petals from his civic bunch of flowers behind him willy-nilly.
Yeah, very probably. Now, we'll have the van parked at the end of the platform to cover the speech and the arrival of the train.
If it turns up.
Well, it should. It'll be waiting round the corner just out of sight. Now, stop worrying. These things are always planned to go like clockwork.
Clockwork? I thought it was a steam train.
Yes, I could have bitten my tongue out as I said it. Now, as soon as the driver's received his bunch of, his civic gift, we'll back the van along the siding so the camera can follow the train as it pulls in and stops.
And so ends our first contribution to the new year on Farset Entertainment, creating television history.
Yes, quite. Now, go and connect up to the GPO landline, Pertwee, and don't spend the whole morning contacting all your relatives at TTV's expense on the tacky excuse that you were just testing, will you?
Day in the glorious history of Twiggley Minor, as my dear husband, his worship, will no doubt tell you in just a few moments.
Hurry up, love. Let's get a word in.
Ever since dear Mr. James Waugh invented the things, Twiggley Minor has had its train. One up, one down, and two on market day. So even though we must bow our heads to the march of progress, it will be with almost a feeling of personal loss that my dear husband, his worship, will end the story of steam in Twiggley Minor.
As mayor...
Oh, just a few moments.
Oh, come on, glad to. See, that's Charlie's going off the boil.
I know you will all join with me as we view Charlie and his faithful engine for the last time. As my dear husband, his worship, will no doubt tell you... in just a few...
I'd better tell you right now. Thanks very much, Glad. Lovely bit of chatty. Wave the flag and give Charlie the signal, someone. I pronounce Twiggley Minor halt redundant and welcome the last train, if it's still got enough puff left.
Another four sentences and Charlie would have had to push his engine.
Pan camera off the mayor and pick up the train, Goldstein. Pertwee, check with Johnson on the phone, will you?
Oh, Isaac. What am I talking about? Very good.
TTV control room, Trackbridge. Mr. Johnson is word chatting.
Mobile unit here. Is the picture coming through all right, Fatso?
Oh, lovely, Tar. Her worship can half chew the fat, can't she?
Yes, how can you give it a chance? But this time you're not getting it. Good morning. A picture's been received for recording, sir.
Well, there's a surprise.
Not really, sir. Electronically speaking, I mean, our camera transmits the picture via the landline, you see, and to a closed-circuit camera screen back at Troutbridge. At the same time, the recording apparatus...
Yeah, we
also...
did know, thank you.
Yes, what surprises us, Mr. Phillips, is that you did. You ought to have taken bets. You didn't even know who invented television.
That's just where you're wrong, Pertwee. Everybody knows it was invented by John Yogi Baird.
Hmm. Mr. Phillips, sir.
Hmm?
I think you've made a bit of a boo-boo.
Is cameraman Goldstein on the roof here? Far be it from me to interrupt your little chat down there, but the ceremony's over.
What? Good heavens, he's right.
Back the van onto the siding. The engine will move off in a minute. Phillips, you're nearest. You drive.
What? Lummy. Where's reverse?
Well, find the starter first.
What for? I know where that... yes, of course. Yes.
Yo, hurry up. The train's moving. We'll miss it.
Over a bit.
Over a bit.
The other way.
Which other?
To the right.
Who's right? Your right or mine?
The other one. You're on the track.
I thought it was a bit bumpy.
Get us off.
Certainly, sir. Certainly. Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down. No. Put your foot down, sir. Put your foot down. Not on the brake, on the throttle. Not the... Everybody down.
Is cameraman Goldstein here? I've heard of close-ups, but wasn't that a bit silly?
Tell him to put it down as a moment of television history.
You stupid lot of blundering dim-witted nits. Look what you done to my train. You bend me buffer and bind your aerial through me lady's only compartment.
Ooh, nasty.
Yeah, so we have. Well, perhaps we can straighten it all out once we get our radiator off your butter.
Couldn't you report it as a bit of practice shunting, which couldn't have happened because the line was officially closed anyway?
Mr. Phillips, sir, I'd say a report like that would have Dr. Beechin taking one of his own pills.
In any case, I'm rather afraid the line will have to be officially opened again.
Eh? Why?
Well, with our van out of action, how else are we going to get back to TTV studios for the Eurovision opening? You'll just have to take us back by rail.
Not likely.
Well, we've got to get back.
Then you're in for a long walk.
Oh, there's only one thing for it. We'll have to get Johnson to send the pictures to us as they come in from the other stations, and we'll produce the whole thing from this van.
Perhaps the GPO could arrange another landline or so, and then we could punch up the pictures on the monitor screens here. At least we know which picture was going out and which was due to go out next.
Well, they should be able to do that, sir, but if you ask me, it's fraught.
Oh?
Frightfully, frightfully fraught. So we'll never do it. He'll never do it. He'll muck it up. I know he will. He'll never cope with all those pictures. All the pictures talking foreign at him and all them levers and buttons and other transmitting codswallop. The lot of him great love. He can't get housewife's choice in his transistor unless I tune it in for him.
Well, perhaps he doesn't want housewife's choice.
Of course he doesn't, but Pertwee do.
Mr. Pertwee do.
You're so right, Tom.
Well, we'll soon know whether Johnson can cope or not. There's less than a minute to go. Check the phone line to him is open.
Right, sir.
Well?
Just checking you were there, Patso.
Yeah, well, I am, and I've been here all the time, so thanks very much for your vote of confidence.
20 seconds to go.
Good morning.
No, wait, Patso! Patso, send us a picture.
How can I? I would never cope, or you muck it up.
10 seconds.
You cantankerous great Mar and Parconi. Send us some perishing pictures.
Coming up, then. What would you like first, the opening?
Get on with it.
5 seconds.
Cue announcer.
Cue announcer, sir.
Certainly.
Fade up sound and vision. And heaven help us between now and the Fred, let's hear you laughing, Ma Fosdyke show.
And heaven help everybody else during that.
Good evening. This is Troutbridge Television Service, Troutbridge's favorite television. And to open the service, we're about to hear from some friends on the other channels. This is Troutbridge Television calling the BBC.
Come on, Johnson. Punch up the picture from the BBC.
This is Troutbridge Television calling the BBC.
Lummy, I think they're out.
Oi, Tab, where's the picture?
I don't know which one it is. I've got dozens of them coming up on the screens here.
Well, guess and show something for pity's sake.
This is Troutbridge Television. Come in, BBC.
They'd like to, but they can't get past Johnson.
No, wait. Here comes something.
Greetings and welcome to TTV from all of us here at Banana Television from the North. We hope you'll join us in our endeavour to spread culture and unbiased and well-informed political claptrap to the masses. Don't forget, as we say up here, it pays to advertise, even if it's only yourself.
That's the wrong one, you clown. Try another.
This is the BBC calling Troutbridge Television. What's going on?
Thank you, Banana Television from the North. Now over to the BBC.
Too late. We've lost them.
What's this coming up?
Yeah, he's whipped something off Eurovision.
Welcome and truly dirty old greetings from... Tunneland, fine, and disastrous over Telly-Welly. Bung-ho!
Bung-ho!
And one more.
Why not? Let's leave a little.
Bung-ho!
Johnson! Johnson, what's going on there? You're getting them all in the wrong order.
Ever since dear Mr. James Waugh invented the thing, Twiggly Minor has had its train.
That sounds familiar.
Of course it does, you idiot. It's our tele-recording from this morning.
So it is. I say, it came out jolly well, didn't it?
This is the BBC calling Troutbridge Television. Come on, you chaps. What is going on?
Tell Johnson to give us the pictures from Paris.
Right. Johnson!
Hello. Oh, it's murder up here. Pictures. They're popping up on the screens all round me.
Well, listen. Can you find the picture from Paris?
Yes, but I'm not parting with that one.
Punch it up, Johnson. Punch it up on our screen. Let us see it.
Not likely.
Don't argue. Punch it up.
All right, here it is, but you'll be sorry.
Hello? The Radbridge Television Service? Greetings. It's your Radio Confusion Française. This is your little friend in Paris.
Little? Cool. How about that? I say, well, I never. Well, at least not lately. I mean, cool.
Yeah, neither have I. But I wish I had. Here, Mr. Murray, I think the frame hole's gone on her dress.
Get rid of it.
Eh?
The picture.
Oh.
Get something else, quick.
Right, sir. Johnson?
Yeah, what did I tell you?
This is the BBC calling TTV. What is going on, you chaps? Is it something we said?
Ever since dear Mr. James Waugh invented the Twiggly Minor has had its train.
We've had that one already, you podgy pudding.
Well, how am I supposed to know which button I'm supposed to press? I'm surrounded up here. Pictures, 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 and they're all glaring at me like animals in a zoo waiting to be watered.
This is Troutbridge Television Service calling the BBC.
And during his visit to the White House, your grand old Prime Minister displayed typical English wit when he kidded my vivacious wife about her new Mona Lisa haircut.
Stone me! Now he's got Telstar!
Oh, well done!
Hardly. That was the only one he wasn't supposed to contact.
Ever since, dear Mr. Jack...
This is the BBC calling TTV. Peek-a-boo.
Johnson! Johnson! Johnson, listen to me. Stop messing about. Settle for something, for Pete's sake.
I'm going to. Don't worry. I'm going to punch up the old flaming lot of them and you can sort them out your end. No, you've had enough.
All right, then. No! No, Johnson, don't do that. Johnson, don't do that. You'll blow up everything. Johnson, Johnson, come away from the control panel. Don't touch any...
This is the Troutbridge Television Service. We proudly and hurriedly present the Fred Let's Hear You Laughing Ma Fosdyke Show.
I demand an explanation of last night's debacle.
Well, you've heard how we couldn't get back owing to a mechanical fault on the van, sir.
Well, how did you get back?
Well, it was Mr. Pertwee's idea, actually.
Brilliant. Brilliant, sir. That's what it was. It was brilliant. At least it seemed to be at the time, sir. It looks a bit dodgy now, sir, but it was brilliant at the time, sir. Brilliant.
Pertwee, what have you done? How did you get back?
Well, it wasn't easy, sir. No. I mean, when you see our claim for expenses, it's got to sort of stand out a bit, sir. But you're under the circumstances...
Pertwee, how did you get back?
Well, if you must know, sir, on behalf of Troutbridge Television Service, of course.
Well,
we ever so slightly... bought the train.
What?
Oh, you know what I mean, sir. You know.
That was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee and Leslie Phillips trying their hand at the TV lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the producer, John Pertwee was the floor manager, Leslie Phillips was the director, deputy controller of programs was played by Richard Caldicott, Fatso Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Taffy Goldstein was Tenniel Evans, controller of programs was Michael Bates, Janet was Janet Brown, the voice of TTV Robin Boyle. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.